This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, give or take, 500 publicly traded companies that are going to be reporting earnings this week across virtually all sectors of this economy. The electric vehicle industry and analysts who covered are going to be keeping a close eye out on Wednesday when Tesla reports. In particular, they're going to be watching for the effects of Tesla's price cuts over the past year, which have put other EV makers in a tough spot as they look to compete with the market leader for EV buyers' attention. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
For about a year, Tesla's sales strategy has basically boiled down to this: sell more cars for less money. Thanks to years of high profit margins, the company could afford it, says Seth Weintraub, publisher of the EV news site Electrek.
They're really just blowing out their market share, not letting others kind of compete in their space.
Though others are trying, including Ford, GM, Toyota, and lots of other traditional automakers. And all of those competitors have cut into Tesla's piece of the EV pie in the U.S., says Dan Ives, managing director at Wedbush Securities.
We see over 100 automakers going after electric vehicles. They'll lose some market share, but they continue to be the clear leader in the EV market.
According to a report by Cox Automotive last week, Tesla's share of the EV market in the U.S. fell to 50% in the third quarter. That's its lowest level on record, but the company still has a lot of weight to throw around. When it cut prices, it put other companies into a bind, says Seth Goldstein, an equity strategist at Morningstar.
It means that other automakers have to figure out a way to lower their costs while also cutting prices to spur demand.
A tall order for traditional car makers whose EVs, unlike Tesla's, are not yet profitable. The company has also figured out ways to lock in revenue streams from its customers well after their initial purchase, Goldstein says.
From things like charging, from things like the full self-driving subscription software, and in the growing number of U.S. states, Tesla's also offering insurance.
But it's also offering Elon Musk. And Seth Weintraub with Electrek says that could turn out to be a big problem.
Those folks that I know on the left that would possibly be Tesla owners have told me quite a bit that they don't want to buy a Tesla because of Elon.
But he says if a Tesla is $10,000 cheaper than the competition, principal might have to ride in the back seat. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.